Welcome to the Real Raw You podcast. I'm your host, Katie Duda, a certified nutrition and digestive health coach, sharing with you how to navigate the noisy wellness world that exists today by cutting through it with an anti-diet, science-backed approach. I use my experience of overcoming a long battle with anorexia to now educate and empower you to step into your full potential. I share approachable tips both on and off the plate for how to fuel your body, mind, and spirit with nourishing choices so that you can finally have the energy, clarity, and confidence you desire, but have been unable to achieve it in this ever-confusing and ever-changing diet-focused culture. I'm so honored that you're here. Let's get into it.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 17 on why you should ditch the scale. I know this might seem controversial and maybe even make you a little bit uncomfortable because it's not really the status quo and probably not what you've been told. But today I'm going to shed some knowledge, both scientifically and psychologically, on what the scale doesn't tell you and why I think it's garbage and that you should ditch it on your health journey to healing. And I'm really excited. I'm very passionate about this topic, so much in fact that it is my Instagram handle. Ditch the scale. If you follow me on Instagram, you know this. And I wanted to dedicate a podcast to exactly telling you my journey with the scale, how it totally ruined me and my health, and then also give you some statistics and knowledge and power so that maybe you can rethink your decision to step on the scale every single day before you start your day as a health check on how well and how healthy you're doing. So are you ready to get into it? All right, let's dive in. So why don't I use the scale? Well, if you followed my journey, and there's previous episodes to give you more specific details on my eating disorder journey, but you know that I had an eating disorder for a good chunk of my life. And I obviously started at a very young age with getting acquainted to the scale. And had a very unhealthy relationship with it. So I'd say starting at the age of 15 or so, I started using it at least twice a day, sometimes more. If I had been out super late and felt like I, you know, maybe had lost some weight going out to like a party and dancing or whatever. I don't know if I was doing that at 15, but maybe I was. But I for sure did it like two times a day for at least 5 years. So the first thing in the morning before I would even drink any water, do anything, I would step on the scale with no clothes. And that number would determine how hard I would work out that day, the amount of food that I would eat, and my mood, and how happy I was. And then similarly, I'd probably do it again at nighttime to see how much weight I gained throughout the day. And it just, I look back at this and I remember it so clearly. I would do it down to my parents in my childhood home, our basement. We had a dance room that my dad built. He's like, we call him Joe Knows. He's so handy. He literally knows everything about anything to do with your yard, your house, your tools, what you need. Like, he should start a business called Joe Knows. So shout out, Dad. He definitely doesn't listen to these podcasts, I don't think, but if you do, I love you, Dad. So I would do it down in the dance room and there would be mirrors on all four walls and I would look at myself and depending on, you know, how low that number was if I would be celebrating or if I'd be punishing myself. And I determined my self-worth. The number could never be low enough. It was always a race to the bottom. Okay, well, I dropped 2 pounds last week. That's amazing. Or yesterday, you know, how can I drop 2 more? I'd specifically strategically analyze what I did that day, depending on if the number went down so that I could repeat it for the next day. And I would punish myself. It's literally all I thought about, all that consumed my mind. And it took control over my life, quite frankly. And I would be snippy at people if it was high. I would forego social outings so that I wouldn't be tempted with excess calories being around me and temptation. So I gave up a ton of fun because the number just was so all consuming. And then, you know, the journey from getting to rock bottom of an eating disorder to then recovered is covered in other episodes. So check out earlier episodes on that. But then even post recovery, like many, many years later, like age of 23, 24, all the way to like 26, I didn't use the scale because it was triggering. But I generally knew, based on the yearly doctor visits and how well my clothes fit and how I looked. And so I was probably around, I don't know, 120, 125 pounds, which for me at that time was the heaviest I had ever been. Granted, because I was coming off of 90 pounds, 100 pounds, kind of hovering in that low 100 range. And I'm 5'8", 5'9" on a good day. So definitely still very thin, and I acknowledge that. But mind you, the 120, 125 pounds, and I'd go to the doctor, and they said, you know, you're on the lower end of the BMI, but you're healthy, you look great, your vitals, you know, vitals, meaning like I think they looked at my triglycerides, which are really important to look at for sure, my cholesterol and my blood pressure, but like that's the extent of the panels that they were looking at. And what they didn't actually ask me, you know, how your energy levels, how are you feeling, how do you feel like you're digesting your food, how are your poops, like the really important questions that tell you about your hormones and your gut health, which without those two, you have nothing. They never asked me about. And so I just thought what I had was normal. And so I was at Granted, my highest weight at the time, remember, I didn't use a scale at this time. I had been many years without it. I've always had the belief since recovery. I got, you know, so addicted to that I just literally ditched the scale in my early 20s and haven't honestly looked at it since. And unless I go to doctors, which I'm going to very frequently now. So it's very different now. But I used to, even until a couple of years ago, just ask to turn around and I'd be backwards and ask them not to tell me the number. And so when they never said anything, I just assumed I was fine. But, you know, so granted, they told me I was healthy at that weight, but I knew based on how I felt and what was going on and how constantly bloated I was and how tired I was, like all the time tired. I was constantly craving sugar and caffeine. I had night sweats. I had zero sex drive and no period. For over 3 years. You know that part of my journey. If not, this is your first episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I encourage you to go back to previous episodes where I really dive into that. If you're interested in balancing your hormones and also maybe are struggling with irregular periods, I have a lot of dedicated episodes just for you. But I was feeling all these things. I was experiencing all these symptoms, but the scale told me that I was healthy. But I was definitely at this point, at my unhealthiest point, one of mine. I would say my rock bottom point of my eating disorder was probably, I was not even almost able to be functioning and alive. So that was definitely a come to Jesus life-altering moment. But beyond that, looking at all of the symptoms and the imbalances and disruptions that I had going on at a metabolic level, I was super unhealthy. And so I just want you to know that just because of a number on a scale, that tells you nothing at a cellular level of what's actually happening. And I remember I looked toned, I was thin, but I had this constant gut and I was always super self-conscious about it. But again, like I didn't know the right questions to ask. And I just thought the way I felt was normal. And now knowing how good it feels to be healed and look back at that, I look at my old self is like a just semi-functioning zombie. And that's very not normal. So if you feel those things, I want you to know that that's not normal, but there is recovery and healing if we can get to the root cause of what's causing those symptoms that you feel. And the scale, my friend, is not going to even come scratch the surface and coming close to being able to help us identify what's actually going on. So what's my issue with the scale? Scientifically, it does not tell you anything. It doesn't tell you about your muscle to fat ratio, right? So you could weigh a super low number, but we call those people skinny fat. And so they have this really, really stubborn, dangerous type of fat called visceral fat. And that gets stored in your, it can be stored in various parts of your body, most of the time in your abdominal region, close to your heart. It can get very dangerous. And that's from eating poorly. It's from being chronically stressed out, not exercising. And you're not, you know, not doing weight exercises to keep your muscle tone. And so having more muscle, we know, than fat helps burn more fat and keep your metabolism strong and healthy. It's good for heart health. You know all of the benefits of lifting weights, and you don't need to be lifting super, super heavy weights. You can be doing, you know, even light body weight exercises, push-ups. There's a plethora of body weight exercises that you can do, or just light 3-5 pound weights that over 10 minutes, I promise you, your arms will feel like they're going to fall off. Not that that's the, you know, feeling that you should be going for every workout, but sometimes it feels good to push yourself and challenge your body mentally that you are stronger than you think. So nothing about the muscle to fat ratio, which is super, super important. Nothing about your gut health, nothing about your hormone health, both of which are so critical in order to have a properly functioning metabolism. Your ability or inability to absorb and extract nutrients. So if you don't have proper gut health, good luck trying to absorb your food. You can eat as much kale salads and all the superfoods, but you're not actually absorbing and extracting the optimal amount of nutrition because your gut is not working properly. Things are inflamed, it's slowing down, things are clogged in there, there might be yeast overgrowth, there might be parasites. And then that's also disrupting your hormone health because your hormones also process through your gut as well. And if there's blockage or inflammation and it's not able to do so, it's going to go right back up through and you're going to have an excess amount of estrogen and it can throw things off with leading it to estrogen dominance. It's definitely a different podcast. I've talked about this. So I'm just giving you that bird's eye view of exactly what the scale doesn't talk about, which and giving you a little sneak peek of why it's so important for you to know about your gut health and your hormone health when it comes to having a properly functioning metabolism, which is ultimately what you want, right? You want to have a properly functioning metabolism so that you don't have to, you know, work out so crazy hard, count your calories, which also I'm going to say for a different podcast episode on why I don't believe in counting calories, very similar to this episode in that it's just a blanket number that tells you nothing about the quality of the calories that you're eating, which is the only reason and way that your body can compute it and take the code and do things with it that it should be doing to give your body the fuel that needs. So without a properly functioning metabolism, your things are going to be slowing down. You're going to be storing excess body fat because it thinks it's in the starvation mode. You don't have a properly functioning gut or hormones. You're now potentially looking at osteoporosis. You could be looking at an inability to get a period or conceive if that is something that is interesting to you. If not, it's still very important to be menstruating, like I said, so that you don't have early osteoporosis. It just doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you about your heart health. It doesn't tell you about your blood sugar levels, your stress levels, nothing. It's a blanket number. And so I challenge you the next time that you look at that scale and you see it go up or down, rather than saying, oh my God, what did I eat yesterday? Or shoot, I should have worked out harder. Did you have a little bit more water? Did you strength train? Did you put on some muscle? Because that's going to help you actually burn the fat. Or if you did have a little bit of a margarita and some chips, oh well, your body fluctuates between 1 to 3 pounds in a day, given sodium intakes or lack of, or water, muscle, how well did you have a bowel movement? So be asking yourself, I shouldn't be stepping on the scale because it actually tells me nothing. All it's going to do is stress you out. It's going to make you upset with yourself if it goes down, or excuse me, if it goes up or down, I guess, if you're trying to gain weight. But most of the clients I work with come to me and they say, they have a magic number, you know, 10 or 15 pounds. And I say, why 10 or 15 pounds? And they say, well, because I felt my best at 10 or 15 pounds lower. I said, fine. Okay. So we need to separate that 10 or 15 pounds lower means that you feel better. And instead insert, when I was 10 or 15 pounds lighter, I didn't have a hormonal imbalance or a gut disruption, because that's likely what they always have. We do tests to find out. And because of that, I was able to metabolize my food better. I had better energy levels. I was able to be more active. I had a better mood because my gut wasn't inflamed. So I was actually getting adequate amount of serotonin. All of these things were lined up when you were, yes, 10 to 15 pounds lighter. Also, there might have been some socially different things going on in your life. Maybe you had, had a better career. You weren't as stressed out. You took care of yourself more versus letting it go later on in life. You had, you know, more time and freedom to do things that you wanted, and you've let that excuse of you not having the quote unquote time to prioritize yourself limit your ability to pour into yourself, and your self-worth feels damaged. There could be so many reasons as to why 10 or 15 pounds ago, which is typically is at a sweet spot in people's lives when they were feeling great, not only, you know, health-wise, but also mentally. And so I say, let's separate that. Let's not say that the weight is making you feel the weight off. Yes, the weight off could be making you feel better, but also before that weight gain, you might have not had these other imbalances going on. So I honestly encourage you to take at least a week challenge and do not weigh yourself. If you're weighing yourself every day, it's not doing you any favors at all, and it's not telling you anything. And instead, get curious about how are your hormones? How is your gut health? How is your energy level, right? How is your skin health? How are your bowel movements? Are they regular? Are they every day? Are they the right consistency? Those alone could be enough of some validation and the metrics and questions that you need to take to your health coach, your functional medicine doctor, and start to get some answers. Psychologically, on top of the scientific reasons, what I just talked about, why is skill, what the skill does not cover, but the psychological, we've already talked about at a high level, it stresses you out, right? Back to my story, I was so stressed out when that scale consumed me. It's all I knew. I don't even remember those years of my life, which make me so sad, between the age of 15 to 20, such fun, crucial, important, fun years, high school and going into college. One, because I was such a low weight and I had no energy and I was not getting enough fat, so my brain was not sharp. I had such brain fog. But I also, it's all I thought about was the scale. And when you consume so much time and energy into one thing that it, you can't have balance in any other component of your life, like what is life? I was not living a life. I was just a zombie walking through the motions. So if that's interesting to you, then you live your life and you can forego this advice. This is just a merely suggestion based on my own personal experience, based on working with clients on how freeing and liberating it is when you ditch the scale. Your worth is not defined by a number, my friend. It is definitely not defined by the scale. And when your life ends, you know, at your funeral, are people going to be talking about how low your weight was? I highly doubt it. So don't let it consume your life. Please take it from me. It is very dangerous. It can lead to disordered eating, which then can lead to a whole slew of food fears. It can lead to just consuming and taking over your life. And you only get one shot at this life. So please don't waste it looking at a scale that you think, and you've been tricked and deceived into thinking that it really is you just taking care of yourself. But it's actually, it's very much just a very basic number, and you must get deeper. You must look inward on what's going on, and then you must look upward to God for who you're getting your validation from. Please don't get it from a number. It will only lead you to a constant visceral downward spiral, lower, 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 race to the bottom, that no matter how low you get that number, I promise you, you're always going to want more. You're always going to want to keep fighting for a lower number, and it's going to be this vicious, never-ending cycle that will consume and take over your life and very much lead you to a not happy, fulfilling life, which I think is what we all want, right? So I hope you learned a thing or two. I hope that you take me up on my challenge. Please ditch that freaking scale. And if you do and you have success, success meaning I feel so much better getting rid of this scale. And I know that it's going to be a little bit scary. I recognize that. But is the fear of staying the same greater than the fear that potentially could come from change, positive change in your life? You have to ask yourself that question. How bad do you want to no longer be chained to that scale, where the first thing you wake up in the morning, instead of praying, writing down your daily meditation, your journal, what you're grateful for, planning your day on how you're going to kick ass, instead you're looking to the scale. And now all of a sudden, no matter what that number says, you're already in a mission mode of what your workout's going to be, how your food's going to be. I know it all too well. So if you're able to be brave, be courageous, to be willing to step into your power. You will take me up on this challenge and you will ditch the scale. And you will go off of how you feel, energy-wise, mood-wise, freedom-wise, ability to enjoy life-wise, and start to get curious about, if you are feeling like I am doing all the right things according to health, I feel like I'm eating right, I'm getting my exercise, I don't feel like I'm super stressed out, but I have some symptoms going on that I've mentioned before that I was feeling, get partnering up with a health coach or someone that you trust that's certified that can help you and get to the root cause of what's going on. And we can do that without the scale. I'm sending you guys so much love, so much prayer and positive encouragement that you can get through this one day at a time, ditching that scale. And I promise you on the other side will be freedom. Freedom from the chains that the scale bring and a healthier you. You will be a healthier you because you will no longer be using the skill. You will actually be getting deeper down to what's actually going on at the root cause. And then you'll start to heal that without the scale using lifestyle and nutritional recommendations that then will actually leave you completely healed, solving your symptom issues and liberated because you didn't have to use the scale to do so. Sending you guys so much love. I will talk to you when I talk to you next. Bye.